Good afternoon, Naomi. Thank you so much for joining us today. You've been such an inspiring voice for racial justice from a very young age. What sparked your passion for speaking out against discrimination, and what led you to participate in the hashtag Never Again movement?
Thank you for having me. Honestly, it was the tragic shooting at the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, and the fact that it seemed like the victims of gun violence weren't getting the attention they deserved, especially black girls like me. That's when I realized my voice as a young black girl could make a difference.
You've been very vocal about how black girls are often excluded from important conversations, especially in activism. Why do you think that happens?
It's really frustrating, but the truth is that black girls are often ignored or undervalued in discussions about both race and gender. In many movements, black girls' voices aren't highlighted as much as others. So when I speak out, I'm not just talking about one problem, I'm talking about how multiple systems of inequality affect us in different ways.
You've also spoken about how racism particularly impacts young people. In your opinion, what is the part young people should play in fighting racism today?
I think young people are incredibly important in pushing for change. We have the energy, the passion, and the creativity to think outside the box and challenge things that older generations might have accepted. It's not just about marching or protesting either. It's about raising awareness and talking to others from every age group about how racism impacts everyone, even if they don't see it directly.
Social media has become a huge platform for activism. How do you feel about its role in addressing issues like racism?
Social media is powerful. It has allowed people to share stories that might not have been heard otherwise. It can also hold people accountable. But it's a double-edged sword. There's also a lot of misinformation, fake news, and negativity. So we have to be smart about how we use it. Make sure we're sharing accurate information so that no one is hurt because of a simple mistake.
What are some of the misconceptions that people have about you and your advocacy, and how do you overcome them?
I think some people feel attacked because they fear we're trying to take away their guns. The truth is, we're not trying to take away anyone's guns. We're advocating for legal steps to regulate them. For us, it's about addressing the root causes, like poverty and poor access to education. We don't want every person carrying a rifle around because we think the more guns there are for almost anyone to access, the higher the chance of an accidental death. But I know not everyone agrees with that. I hope that adults realize that innocent people are losing their lives, and we all need to keep working hard to make gun reform and school safety a top priority.
A lot of young people, especially those facing discrimination, may feel overwhelmed. What advice would you give them?
I would say don't get discouraged. Change doesn't happen overnight, and it's okay to feel frustrated, but don't give up. Start small. Whether it's learning more about the issues, having conversations, or getting involved in local organizations. And remember that your voice matters.
Finally, if you could ask world leaders one thing about racial justice and human rights, what would it be?
I would ask them, what are you doing to actively listen to marginalized communities and minority groups? And how are you making sure that their voices are part of the decisions that affect their lives? It's one thing to make promises, but it's another to put in the work to make real change happen.
Thank you so much, Naomi, for sharing your thoughts.
Thanks for having me. I'm hopeful for the future, and I know we can make it better for everyone.